adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamonos.
The Cisco Kid. Now, the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, A Flower for Polly. No man who ever rode throughout the Old Southwest was more loved and respected, or more feared and hated than the Cisco Kid. There was good reason for each, for Cisco's sympathy and understanding for the needy and deserving were quick and wholehearted. His implacable action against lawbreakers was instant and usually effective. As our story opens, Cisco and his constant companion, Pancho, are riding into the town of Stony Flats, population 50.
We've not been to Stony Flats for a long time, Cisco.
We have not been here for well over 2 years, Pancho.
We
should not be here now, as a matter of fact.
Why we should not be here?
Because we promised the territorial marshal we would hunt down the bandido Mike Marcus as soon as possible.
Bad bandido.
Mike Marcus is a very bad bandido, amigo.
Very bad bandido.
But I am sure the marshal will not mind if we take a few minutes to call and pay our respects to Aunt Polly Nesbitt.
Aunt Polly is not our aunt, Cisco.
Of course she is not our aunt, but everyone calls her Aunt Polly.
Oh.
She's a fine woman, Pancho.
She's a fine woman, Pancho.
Yeah, she's always doing things for other people.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here's her home. Oh, diablo. Oh,
look, take a look at the home.
Go in for just a minute, Pancho.
See, Cisco. Pancho, think this place not look the same.
You're right. It does not look the same, but no. I cannot tell the reason why. Come.
Come in.
What is this, Aunt Polly?
What is this, Aunt Polly?
Cisco and Pancho. Well, bless your heart. Come right over here and let me give each of you a big hug.
With pleasure, Aunt Polly.
There. There's one for you, Cisco.
Gracias.
And Pancho, you rascal. There's one for you.
Gracias, Aunt Polly. Pancho, glad we come, no?
Well, I'm glad you did, too. Sit down and tell me what you've been doing.
Well, what have you been doing, Aunt Polly? What is the meaning of this chair and these blankets? I hope you're not ill.
Well, I don't know what it is, Cisco. The doctor don't seem to know either. And I'm just losing my strength. I don't take interest in anything anymore. Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I don't care whether I live or die.
Oh, calm now, Aunt Polly. That does not sound like you.
Pancho, I think so neither. Pancho, no, Aunt Polly with a big, big smile and a rose in her cheeks.
No, I wish I could see a rose again, or any kind of a flower for that matter.
That is what I miss seeing, your flowers around the house, Aunt Polly.
Lost every one of them in a flash flood last year, Cisco. Nobody else around here grows flowers, so I can't get flower seed. I've sent to the city twice for seed, but couldn't have been any good because it just wouldn't grow.
Cisco and Pancho go to the city and find those bad seed peoples and fix them good, no?
Oh, that's a nice thought, Pancho, but I wouldn't do that.
Well, Cisco and Pancho do it.
Is there no one at all around here who grows flowers, Aunt Polly?
Well, the only one I know of is old Sam Mercer over in Truxton. That's 30 miles from here.
See, we rode through the town.
But I wouldn't ask that crusty old curmudgeon for flowers if I never saw another one. You'd never think that years ago him and I was once planning to get married, but his folks objected and we just broke off. And oh, dear, listen to me talking on and on.
Oh, it's good for you to talk. But tell me, when did this illness of yours come on?
Oh, about a year ago it started.
And you say the doctor does not know the reason?
No, he doesn't seem to, Cisco.
Aunt Polly, Pancho and I will be back here tomorrow, perhaps before then.
Where we go now, Cisco? Where we go, huh?
We are going back to the town of Truxton, Pancho.
All the way back to Truxton, Cisco?
But Cisco tell Pancho the bandido Mike Marcus in the other direction.
Si, I believe he is.
Pancho think we go after that bandido.
Pancho, for the time being, flowers are more important than bandidos. Adios, Aunt Polly. Come, Pancho.
You know, looks if there might be money here in Truxton, right?
Yeah, there is. I've been asking some questions.
Kind of dangerous talking to people, ain't it? There's rewards out for you.
I know what I'm doing. Now, listen, Haddon. We'll eat here in the cafe and make our plans to rob Sam Mercer's house. He's got gold, lots of it hid around the place. Leastways, that's the talk. Then we'll get out into the hills for a while.
Hey, Mike, look. Will those hombres just come in?
I don't know, Haddon. Never mind them, never mind.
Look, they're coming over to this table.
Yeah.
Your pardon, senores, but could one of you direct us to the home of Senor Mercer?
Sam Mercer?
Si.
What do you want of him?
Well, that is our business, senor. If you cannot direct us, we will ask someone else.
Wait a minute, hombre. I ask you what you want of Sam Mercer. Now tell me.
Easy, easy.
Did you hear what I said?
Si, I heard you. Adios, senor. I can see we have talked with you long enough.
When I ask a question, I want an answer. Now come on, or I'll...
Or you will what?
I'll beat your brains in.
That remains to be seen.
Cut out the fighting in here.
I will do my best to stop it for you, senor, right now.
Cisco knocked the big hombre clear across the room.
Let us go, Pancho. We will ask directions of someone else.
Come on. You all right, Mike?
What hit me?
What hit you? The Cisco kid hit you.
What? Cisco. Was that the Cisco kid?
Sure was. That's what his partner called him. You ought to know him better than to start a fight in here, Mike.
Yeah, never mind that. Cisco kid, might be he's after us, Haddon. Anyway, we better trail him and see what he's up to. And if we get the chance, we'll gun him down. And quick.
That must be Senor Mercer's house, Pancho. Look at the flowers.
Yeah, flowers all over the place, Cisco.
Yeah, oh, they're
whole. Oh, look at the flowers, look at the flowers.
What is this? You are Senor Mercer?
The senor make the scowl, Cisco.
Yeah, I'm Sam Mercer. What do you want?
We'd like to buy a few of your flowers, senor. Also, some of your flower seed.
It ain't for sale.
But surely you can spare a flower or two and a little seed when I tell you they are for a senorita who is ill.
Who is she?
She lives in the town of Stony Flats, and her name is Polly Nesbitt.
Polly Nesbitt.
Si, I believe you know her.
Yeah, I know her. Get out of here now. I don't know you two men.
I am the Cisco Kid, and this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Buenos dias, senor. Look like rain, no?
I've heard of you. Now get out of here before I fetch my rifle.
As you wish, senor. But perhaps you would be kind enough to tell us where we might go to buy the flowers.
The only one I know of is Walt Dorgan. Lives on the other side of the mountain.
South of that 10 mile more, Pancho, think.
Gracias, senor. We will go there. Easy, Diablo. Come, Pancho.
Si. Senor Dorgan, I'd sell the flowers. We'll ride back some more and then some more. Next thing Pancho know, we'll be back where we start.
Si, adios, senor. Up, Diablo.
Up, Lobo, go.
Polly don't need no flowers. She's got her own flowers. Them two is up to something. But then, maybe she does. Might get over to Stony Flats tomorrow.
Howdy, Mr. Mercer.
Howdy,
stranger.
We're just stopping by to warn you not to have any truck with them two hombres you was just talking with.
Oh, you after them?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Guess that Cisco kid's a pretty bad hombre.
Yeah, don't come any worse.
Maybe you can tell us where they're headed for, Mr. Mercer.
Well, it said they was going over to Walt Dorgan's across the mountain. Gonna buy flowers.
Gonna buy what?
Did you say flowers?
That's what I said, stranger.
Flowers, eh? The Cisco kid buying flowers. That's good. Let's get going, Haddon. We might call back to see you again, Mr. Mercer. Later.
Up.
This is a good place, Haddon. Got a good view from down along the trail from here. We can get them as they ride back up the mountain.
Better make it sure, Mike.
I'm going to make it sure. Let's get over there by them rocks. We can lie down and get a rest for our rifles.
All right.
I'll take Cisco. You take the other one.
He's fat enough, so I ought to drill him plumb center.
Oh, wait a minute, wait. Yeah, this is good. They'll be riding slow up the mountain. We'll have plenty of chance to take good aim.
These blasted little flies won't bother us. They keep getting into my eyes.
Yeah, don't let them bother you. They ain't gonna... Yeah, go on, get out of here. Get away.
I notice they're bothering you too, Mike.
Yeah, they won't as soon as I get these sights on Cisco. As long as that hombre's alive, we can't breathe easy.
Look, Mike, after we get Cisco, then what?
Then we'll go back and see Sam Mercer again.
Sam Mercer and his gold, huh?
Yeah, Sam Mercer and his gold. Confound these flies.
Hey, Mike, look.
Hey?
Down the trail. Here they come.
Yeah, sure enough. All right, get ready, Haddon. Don't fire till I give the word, and then make sure.
Anyhow, Cisco, Pancho thinks Senor Dogan a more nicer senor than Senor Mercer.
Si, Pancho, he was more agreeable.
Uh-huh.
At least he sold us this geranium and a little package of flower seed.
It's good,
geranium, Pancho.
Si, geranium, Pancho.
That is close enough.
But, Cisco, why'd you carry that flower in your hand?
Because I'm afraid it would get crushed in my saddlebag, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
And nothing must happen to it. Also, I put the seed just inside the rim of this flower pot so as not to lose it.
Pancho thinks Senorita Aunt Polly liked that flower, Cisco.
I hope so, amigo. I hope she likes it enough so it will cure her illness.
And how one little flower cure her illness?
I do not know that it will, Pancho. But I suspect her love of the beauty in flowers is so great that she is pining away because she has no flowers.
Pancho not know. Cisco know.
I'm not sure, but we must get this little geranium to Senorita Polly unharmed.
See, we will. Cisco. Eh? Somebody move ahead by those rocks.
Let them have it.
Santo, that flower pot is smashed to pieces.
Dang.
Down, Pancho. Down off your horse and take cover. Madre mía, those coyotes, those buzzards. I will give them something to think about.
Cisco, Cisco, get down under the cover. Pancho never see Cisco so mad.
Oh, I have reason to be mad.
Cisco, not be so foolish, Santo. Pancho thinks you keep your head down.
If I ever get my hands on those hombres.
Cisco! You hit by the bullet. The blood on your arm.
It's nothing, Pancho, just a scratch. But those dogs, those pack rats, their bullets smashed that flower and the flower pot into little bits.
Even with his life in danger, Cisco thinks first of the geraniums he was taking to Aunt Polly. And we have good reason to believe that Cisco will make the bandits regret they destroyed the flowers. In just a moment, we'll return to our exciting story of the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, A Flower for Polly. When Cisco and Pancho found out that their old friend Aunt Polly Nesbit was ill, as Cisco suspected for lack of flowers, they immediately postponed their search for the bandit Mike Marcus. Miles away from Aunt Polly's home, Cisco was able to buy one small potted geranium and a packet of flower seed. But on the trip back through the mountain pass, Mike Marcus, in ambush for Cisco, smashed the flower pot with one of his bullets. Now, from the cover of rocks alongside the trail.
Pancho, I ain't going up there to where those hombres are ambushed. Come, creep up around the trail. Have your guns ready.
Yeah, Pancho got the guns ready. Cisco, reload his guns.
Yeah, I've reloaded. Come, quietly. Those coyotes, they smashed that flower to pieces.
Cisco, tell Pancho to keep quiet, and Cisco, talk to Cisco.
Si, Pancho, I will keep quiet. Wait, Pancho, wait.
What, Cisco, what?
Those shots came from behind those rocks.
Where?
I'll throw this big stone over there, Pancho, and see if anything happens.
Yes, sir.
Now.
Pancho, ready to jump. Nothing happened, Cisco.
I think the hombres have left, amigo.
Huh?
Let's go over there and make sure.
See?
See, they have left.
Huh?
Let's see, there were two of them.
Two of them, huh?
Came back over here to where their horses were waiting.
The two of them?
They got on the horses and rode away.
Two of them.
Ah, let's look at the shape of the horse's shoes, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Information may come in handy.
Pancho, see them? Pancho, remember. What we do now, Cisco?
We are going to track down those banderos, Pancho. I want to know why they tried to kill us. Diablo!
Lobo!
Stayed right there and shot it out with a mic.
Yeah, not me, not against Cisco. I've heard what that hombre can do with a six gun.
Yeah, but maybe he'll trail us.
Yeah, we rode down that stream to throw him off. He won't be able to pick up the trail again. Even if he should, by the time he gets back here to Truxton, we'll have old Mercer's gold and be away in the hills.
Yeah. Mercer's at home. There's a light in his window.
Yeah.
But Mike, we ought to wait a while. Oh, it's just barely
dark. I'll wait nothing. Ooh,
oh, boy. Easy.
Come on, Haddon. We'll go talk to him right now.
All right.
Howdy again, Mercer. Told you we'd be back.
Most people knock before they come in here.
Yeah, well, we're different, Mercer. We're so different, we want to know where you keep your gold hid around here.
What are you men here for?
What do you think? I said, where'd you keep your gold? Come on now.
Oh. Drawing a gun on me.
Yeah, and I'm going to use it on you, too. Now, for the last time, where's that gold?
I ain't got any gold. I'm a poor man.
Oh, you... All right, now. Come on, where is it?
I tell you, I got no gold.
Why?
You can kill me, but I can't tell you about what I ain't got.
If you don't tell us,
hey,
Mercer,
Mike, somebody's coming.
All right, hombre. Somebody is coming.
Great Scott, more of them.
You coyotes, break that flower pot, would you?
Get down, Mike!
Your shooting is no better than it was before, hombre.
Come on, Hudson, come on.
See the one of you scum the better.
Can't you help, Cisco? Can't you help?
I do not help.
Need any help, amigo? Not with hombres like these.
You bunch of pack rats. You're busting up all my crockery.
Can't you think you better put down the chair, senor?
I'll put you down on this weasel's head.
Look out, Cisco! Oh, say, you mercy, you knocked down Cisco.
That's what I was aiming to do. Now I'll get you, too.
No, we're your friends, no.
Come on, we're getting...
Come on, let's go.
Say, your mercy, these hombres get away.
One thing at a time, and this time it's you. Oh,
I should away from you. So, Cisco, you all right?
I think so, Pancho. My head is whirling around, but I'm not hurt.
What's the trouble, Sam? I heard shots from here.
Arrest these two hombres, Sheriff. The rest of the gang got away.
Arrest us?
Get your hands up, you. You, too. What Sam says goes. Come on up with him.
Si, senor sheriff, but santo...
You have the wrong one, sheriff. We followed those banditos into this house. They tried to kill us back up on the mountain.
That's all bunk, sheriff. Take them in.
Come on, you two. And don't try nothing funny or I'll let you both have it.
Cell?
I'm waiting for daylight to come, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Besides that, I'm so disgusted with myself, I cannot sit still.
Well, why'd you so disgusted?
Letting us be put into this jail, when there's so much we should be doing outside the jail.
Not Cisco's fault for being here, Cisco.
I should have resisted the sheriff, since he would not listen to my explanation.
But your head still whirled around from hitting that chair, Cisco.
Even so, I should have resisted.
Uh-huh.
And to make matters worse, Pancho... We heard the bandito Mark Marcus right in our grass.
How'd you know this?
Because I heard the other hombre call him Mike.
Uh-huh.
I heard him call the other one Haddon. Mike Marcus and Haddon are working together. They have been for a long time.
Well, Pancho thinks all we do now is get out of the jail and find the banditos again, no?
That's what we will have to do, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
And also, we will have to get the flowers for Senorita Polly.
Yeah, first we get out of here, Cisco. Oh, look. The sky gets light in the east.
See, daylight is almost here.
Uh-huh.
And, Pancho, I'll take a look at these cell bars.
Yes, Cisco, take a look at the cell bars.
Now, these bars are not too strong.
Pancho, think you hear the rider, Cisco.
So you do, Pancho. It's Senor Mercer.
What'd he do up at this hour?
I do not know. Riding in the direction of Stony Flats. He has some bundles with him. Cannot make out what they are.
Senor Mercer not home. How we get the flowers, Cisco?
We'll take the flowers and leave the money, Pancho.
Huh?
Now, if I can bend these bars... Santo, they don't want to bend.
Pancho, hear more riders, Cisco.
See, two more, Pancho.
Eh?
They're riding in the direction of Stony Flat's order. Pancho, huh? They are the two bandidos, Marcus and Haddon.
Si.
They may be following Senor Mercer.
Uh-huh.
And if so, when they catch up with him, they will finish the job they started.
They kill him, no?
I'm afraid they will. We must get out of here, Pancho. I will try to bend the bars.
They bend, Cisco, they bend.
They gave a little bit. Try again. See, they are bending, Pancho. Huh? Once more should be enough for us to get through them.
Oh, madre mia, Cisco, strong.
I'll crawl out to them first. Now, Pancho, give me your hand.
See, Pancho, not know that hole big enough for Pancho.
Try it, Pancho. Huh? Take a deep breath and hold it.
Pancho, take the deep breath. Pancho's chest gets stuck, Cisco.
Then let out your breath.
See. Now, Pancho gets his chest through, but his stomach gets stuck.
Ooh. Come on, Pancho. Make a big effort. I will pull you, but do not breathe at all. Come on.
Pancho, not breathe. Pancho, come through.
Yeah, bueno. Now, Pancho, we'll ride after those bandidos, and I hope we are not too late. Diablo!
Logo!
Must be almost up with him, Mike.
Yeah. This time we'll make sure he tells us where the gold is, too. Hey, wait a minute. Look. There he is ahead of us. Come on. Come on.
Get him. Yeah. Come on.
He sees us coming.
He's starting to ride fast.
Yeah, we'll ride faster. Get up, you lazy cayuse. Come on. Hey. Now, we're catching him now?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'll ride him down. Grab him off that horse.
I'll get him the other side.
All right.
All right. Take him.
You didn't get away from us, did you, Mercer?
You coyotes. I'll take on the both of you.
Oh, he wants to fight. A little squirt like him fighting the two of us, eh? All right, if that's what he wants.
Let me alone.
Come on.
I got no money with
me. Sure, we'll let you alone.
Hey, Mike,
what's the matter?
Well, let him have it.
Hold him. Mr. Ken, you buzzards. Now we can try our fists.
Cisco, jump right off Diablo.
And I will not miss you with these fists, Mike. Marcus.
I'll kill you, Cisco.
You will find I will take a lot of killing. Hombre. Keep your eye on the other hombre, Pancho.
Pancho got him by the ears, you see.
Oh, let go!
Also, keep your eyes on Senor Mercer. He has no chair to swing out here, but watch him just the same.
Pancho, watch him. Pancho, think that fight about to finish. He's still mad.
I will finish it right now.
Just the same like always. Poor water on the hombre, and he come too.
For the third time we meet, Senor Mercer.
I reckon I was wrong about you, Cisco, unless you're aiming to hold me up.
We are not going to do anything of the sort, senor. Pancho, tie up those hombres.
Si, Cisco, Pancho tie. Stand still, hombre, or Pancho pull your ears some more.
You are going to Stony Flat, senor?
Yeah, I am.
Then Pancho and I will take our prisoners to the sheriff there, just in case anybody else tries to hold you up.
Well, much obliged, Cisco, but if they did, all they'd get would be some flowers.
Flowers?
That's right. I'm taking them over to Polly.
Oh, this is wonderful, Sam. Just wonderful. I feel so much better already. I can't ever thank you enough.
Don't thank me, Polly. Thank Cisco. He's the one who gave me the idea.
Well, then, thank you, Cisco.
Oh, it was nothing, senorita.
Yes, it was, too. And you, Pancho.
It was nothing, senorita.
I am sure all these flowers from Senor Mercer will make you recover from your illness very quickly.
Yes, Cisco, I guess that's what I missed.
You're looking mighty pretty, Polly.
Oh, am I, Sam?
Mighty pretty. Seems if I forgot what our misunderstanding was all about.
Oh, well, I forgot it, too. Will you help me plant the flowers, Sam?
Yep, planning to. Planning to be more neighborly now than I have been.
Pancho, this is no place for us.
Yeah, yes, sir. You're prettier than ever, Polly.
Oh, now, you're just saying
that. Cisco, they not even see us leave.
That is true. They did not, amigo.
Cisco, not even wait for the kiss from Senorita Aunt Polly.
No, Pancho. Unless I am greatly mistaken, it will be Senor Sam who gets the kiss, and I am glad for him.
Cisco. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
What you got there?
Oh, it's a book, amigo.
What kind of book, Cisco?
It's a book about the animals of the world.
Oh?
Going to read it when we get to camp.
Oh, and Pancho not know how to read, but Pancho know how to look at pictures.
Si, there are pictures in this book, Chico.
Hey, Cisco, so Pancho a picture of an animal?
Si, I will do that, Pancho. Here, look. There is a picture of an animal you have never seen, a rhinoceros.
What's it?
A rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros? Why they call him this, Cisco?
Oh, I do not know, except that is the name they gave him.
The rhinoceros. Oh, and Pancho know why they call him this, Cisco.
You do know, amigo?
Si.
Then tell me, why did they give him the name rhinoceros?
Because he looked more like a rhinoceros than any other animal.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Up the
Diablo. Diablo, go, no.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.